It's a Wednesday morning. Taz, we got ourselves a seventh game. We got a game seven later on tonight. The Astros did not win it all. The Nats are alive and well.
The Moose Washington D.C. sports saga continues. Never ends.
What a victory by
the unbelievable.
Nats.
It was really
what
impressive.
A win. There's
I
a
didn't
lot.
Want them to win, but it was impressive as hell.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Who found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house, home, Rocket Mortgage? Push button, get mortgage. You got Sam in for Pete, who's out sick today. Mike across the way. Bogus, your updates to 9 a.m. Eastern time. We go, Taz, and we got ourselves a game seven. We got ourselves a seventh game in the World Series, and I don't care how, if you're not a huge baseball fan, it doesn't matter. All you need to know is, you know, you got to be tuned in at some point tonight because a championship's going to be decided. And whether you look at a game seven in hockey, baseball, certainly in the NBA, when you get to those pivotal games, you know, that's must-see TV. And that's exactly what the Nationals were able to deliver last night. We set a little history in Major League Baseball as well. There's so much to unpack in this series. The performance by Strasburg, the fact that Verlander in seven World Series starts is now 0-6. I mean, think about that.
Oh,
I mean, he is, and he did not deliver last night. Strasburg was brilliant for 8-plus innings, 8 1/3 innings of work.
Amazing.
The play up the first base line in the seventh inning. The Soto home run carrying the bat up the first base line after the Bregman home run earlier
carrying
in the game.
Bat, yeah.
When he carried the bat, Taz. Yeah. I mean, it was, for a baseball fan, and you and I both love baseball.
Of course.
It was an amazing sixth game last night. I was riveted. It was a great game.
I know this is impossible, but could you imagine if every game was like this throughout the whole year?
Oh.
The ratings for baseball would be through the roof.
They really would be.
Because that game last night was literally must-see TV. If you haven't seen it, go back and go like on YouTube or somewhere, watch the replay or the highlights of it. It was really exciting. I mean, if you're rooting for the Astros like me, it wasn't great. But you know what? I still enjoyed the energy of the game and the ups and downs, the ebb and flows of the game. Because, you know, for a good chunk, you know, early on, I should say, in the game, I felt like, well, here we go. The Astros are going to win this game. They went up 2-0 in the first inning, 2-1 in the first inning. You feel like, all right, they're going to rock and roll, even though Strasburg looks great. And then when that call went against the Nats, I'm thinking, the Astros, we're okay, even though we're going to be fine. No, that didn't happen. Home run Jones. What a game. What energy. What excitement. And you're right, there's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, there really is. Let's start first and foremost, Taz, I guess with Strasburg, right? And then we'll get to the call in the seventh inning and the offensive performances. But Strasburg's 5-0 here in this postseason with an under 2 ERA. A game six last night, staked to that 1-0 lead, as you just mentioned early on, then promptly gives up the two runs in the bottom half of the first inning, the Bregman home run being the second run. And he said, here we go again. If you're a Nats fan or rooting for the Nats, and if you're a Stros fan, you're saying, all right, they're going to win four straight. We're going to win a World Series tonight. That's the kind of feel you got after that first inning.
Right.
And then after that, Taz, Strasburg settled down. I mean, when he was throwing the breaking pitch, spotting the fastball, throwing his changeup for strikes, keeping hitters off balance. Strasburg gave Dave Martinez and then Chip Hale in that dugout after Dave Martinez got run everything he wanted. I got to be honest with you, I wanted him to finish the game.
Yeah, me too.
I get the idea of bringing Doolittle in because you want to get him a little bit of work because in all likelihood you're going to need him in a game seven at some point in time. But I wanted to see Strasburg go out and finish that game.
I mean, he goes eight innings and throws, I'm going to say only, but only 104 pitches.
It shows Let him finish the game.
But it shows how efficient he was, though, too. And, how, you know, I mean, that's not, I mean, you see some guys, you know, whatever, up to six innings, they'll throw 104 pitches. I mean, this guy was on point, and I agree. It would have been great to see him finish the game. That would have been something else. He was locked in and all business Jones Strasburg, and he is just, he's unbelievable. He's as advertised.
He was absolutely great last night for the Nats. And then you get to the answer. You know, down 2-1, the Eaton solo home run that ties it up. And
clutch.
Then Soto.
Clutch.
Once Soto hits that ball to almost the moon.
Dude, it's still going.
That was an absolute shot that he hit.
Did you see it land? I didn't even see it land.
I thought it landed in the second deck. But I don't know exactly where it landed. It kind of, the general vicinity. But Taz, that was an absolute moonshot by Juan Soto.
Man, that kid's strong. His quick twitch muscle like his wrist and throughout his forearms and his eye, obviously, his hand-eye coordination, unbelievable. And his coordination, the way he turns his hip into the ball and everything, the techniques, the toughest thing to do, hitting a baseball on a major league level. This kid's power. You look at him, he's a big, strong-looking guy, you know, no doubt. But he's not like a giant, massive, you know, football player-looking baseball player. But the power he generates in his swing, the way the ball jumps off to his bat is unreal. That ball just kept going. Moonshot is, you're right, that's the best way to put it.
You know, Taz, did you have an issue with Soto doing the similar run up the first baseline, holding the bat that Bregman did in the bottom half of the first inning?
A little bit I did, but you know what? I like the swagger. He's a young guy. He's confident. He's trying to, you know, he's trying to keep his team locked and loaded. They were feeling great about themselves, so I didn't have a major problem with it. But, you know, I like a little bit of a swagger, a little bit of an attitude. I mean, you know, and I you know, we saw what's his name do it earlier for the Astros, Bregman. So, yeah. you know, it's kind of like, I guess, as we say in the wrestling business, a receipt. So if I hit you in a ring really hard, harder than I'm supposed to, you hit me back. And okay, now we're even. That's what that's called.
I gotcha.
So that's kind of what this was to me. And I put everything in wrestling mindset in my mind. And when I saw him carrying the bat down, I would have liked him rather, Soto, to hand the bat to the first base coach. Instead, he flipped it at his feet. I was a little surprised at that.
Yes, he did. And then Bogart took the bat and then angrily tossed it toward the dugout afterward. I didn't have an issue because of Bregman doing it first.
I didn't see Bogart do that. He did.
That's what they said on radio last night. That Bogart picked up the bat and then threw it angrily toward first base.
He's probably more pissed that he hit the home run, I would think. How could he get mad because Bregman just did it? You know what I mean? The first base, the carrying the bat, you know, if you think about it.
Well, I think he didn't want to kind of poke the bear. I think Bogart was more a case of, you know, he didn't want to kind of, he didn't want to see his team kind of, I guess, make the situation worse.
Oh, make it worse.
You know
right.
what I mean? I think that's the way the first base coach for the Nats was looking at it. That's what they said on radio anyway.
Right.
I didn't actually see it, but that's what, and I trust Dan Shulman and those guys on ESPN Radio. They do a good job in terms of play by play and are on top of it, Taz. So you get that. So, and once Soto hits that home run into the second deck down in Houston, which was an absolute moonshot to give him a 3-2 lead, you say, here we go.
Yeah.
I mean, the Nats, this is going to be a Washington night. We're going to get ourselves to a game seven. And then you have the top half of the seventh inning transpire, Taz, man on first, you know, swinging bunt by Trey Turner, running up the first base line, right, to the left, as we're watching a replay right now, ironically enough, in studio, as we're talking about it, Taz. And I've seen a guy run that way. I mean, if I've seen it once, I've seen it a million times as a baseball fan. Run the exact straight line. There was no swerving. I've seen guys run on the grass up the first base line and then swerve toward first base as they get closer to first. There was no swerving from Trey Turner. You know, he maybe took a stride inward to hit the first base bag, but you were allowed 3 feet above, you know, that fair foul line, you know, the first base line. You were allowed 3 feet as a base runner. And for the home plate umpire to make a judgment call at that stage and call interference on Trey Turner off an errant throw to first base, which where the throw was toward the runner, where, you know, you look at the first baseman's glove comes off. It should have been second and third, nobody out. To make that call at that judgment call at that stage, Taz, that call's not being made in May. That call's not being made in September. I don't think that call will ever be made in a World Series game ever again. That was an atrocity. That was a, you said if the Astros went on and won that game last night and they celebrated a championship, I know people down in Houston wouldn't care.
Right, right.
But that's all anybody would be talking about was how bad that call was last night.
It was, and it didn't need to be done. And what also didn't need to be done, a couple things, there's a lot. There's a lot that didn't need to be done or should have happened or shouldn't have happened. First of all, the umpires, they're on the call with New York, okay, and delaying the game. Which, get the call right, whatever, that's fine.
You
can't review it. That's my point. So what are you on the phone with? Who are you talking to? You're trying to get clarification? You got a team of umpires there. One of you guys, your job is to truly know the rules. That's what you get paid to do. Know the rules. You don't need to be on the phone with New York, okay, for whatever the hell it was, 15 minutes.
It was like 4.5 minutes.
Yeah,
it felt like
15 minutes.
It did.
Now, the people in Houston, the bulk of them, you hear Joe Buck saying as a commentator, as a play-by-play guy, well, these people in the building don't even know what the hell's going on. Well, yeah. I mean, in 1980, they don't know. Now they don't because people are texting them when they read it on Twitter what the delay is. But I get Buck's point. That's why a couple things. They need baseball. Someone, they need to have an umpire, no matter if it's the first plate ump or the home plate ump, be mic'd up, stand in the middle of the mound, okay, and just like in the NFL, make an announcement to the live house. Real simple. We're reviewing this. We're getting clarification. Something. Whenever, I'm just saying, because if you are in the park, no matter if it's this play or another play, and you don't know what the hell's going on, you're a paying customer. That's frustrating. Put these SOBs in the middle of the field. Put them on the hill. Get them on the mic, just like the NFL officials get right in the 50-yard line, and they start talking. And they explain to people what's going on. Let the people in the building know what's going on. Because the viewer at home knows what's going on because the play-by-play and the color commentator is telling us. But the people in the building don't know. That's my first problem, Moose.
I don't disagree with you.
Okay. The other thing is the rule is stupid, and it's archaic. And it's about time. I could have sworn we had a conversation about this in an old show, you and I, here, about, like, the way it is. I remember my son was in Little League. A lot of fields had safety bases. Okay, have an extra, the base that's extended off.
We did last year during the Dodger game.
I mean, what?
Remember the stepping on first base by Manny Machado?
Manny Machado, that's right.
Remember that whole thing, the stride?
I had
the
problem with it. You did.
Yeah,
he stepped on a guy's foot. Right.
Correct.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
Put a safety base. Okay, so the guy is running as an athlete in a straight line, which is the quickest point to a whatever the hell the geonomics of it, the friggin' thing is. You know, straight, what's that thing, that line, the straightest, fastest point? Someone help me!
Fastest point, right, fastest point, from point A to point B, the fastest is a straight line.
Well said.
Right.
So here's the thing. You gotta have where the athlete, the base runner, doesn't have to run straight and then turn and step to the base. So there's not this problem. You're right. It was a bad throw. None of this should have happened.
Well, none of it should have happened. Right. So you're going to go kind of the, you know, softball rec league rules or little league rules where you have the double base at
right.
first and third.
But here's my thing on this. I want to go with that, but I want to make it right. I mean, I say it's not a big financial investment for these teams. This is a $200 investment to put a base there and make it safe for the players, for the first baseman and for the base runner and the first base coach. And it makes it easier for the guy calling the play of the umpire. Make it simple.
No, but that's all.
But that didn't happen.
That did not happen, and that's fair. You know, and you could look at it and go
fire it up. Seg one,
Taz. You could look at it going that route. Here's what I have in terms of an issue with the review. First off, the play can't be reviewed. And the rationalization from Torrey was, I guess, he told both managers, Martinez and AJ Hinch, that if you've got an issue, tell the umpires to go on the headset if you want to, you know, challenge something, or not necessarily challenge, but if you want to protest the game, right? And that's what Dave Martinez said, basically told the umpires, I want to protest, right? I want to protest this game. I want to protest the call. And they're like, well, you can't protest it. And he said, well, you should hop on the headset. Torrey told both managers before the series started, you know, if you've got an issue, tell them to go on the headset. They'll talk to New York.
Because Torrey was there, by the way.
Torrey was there.
He was,
right. Correct. He was there. Trey Turner was talking to him.
He was talking to him, yeah.
He was talking to him when the review was going on, was chirping to him, which was one of the stranger things you'll see.
It was funny, actually.
But Trey Turner, as they went to the dugouts, you're sitting there watching for 5 minutes, and what exactly are they doing? And at that stage, you know, you find out the play can't be reviewed, but they're sitting on the headsets for 4.5 minutes. So if the play's not reviewable, how does the umpire then, after taking the headsets off, come out with the out call?
He's out. All right.
How exactly?
I don't know.
If you're
right.
not reviewing the play, if they're just going over the protest rules, how does the umpire then come out and give me the out call?
The fifth, he's out.
Because that would lead me to believe that New York was reviewing the play.
And they told him
that he's out, that, you know, based on the letter of the law, he's out, call him out, let's move on with the game. The other thing is, from an Astro perspective, if you're A.J. Hinch and you've got Will Harris on the mound, how exactly at that stage can you allow Harris to sit there walking around the mound for 4.5 minutes as these guys have their headsets on? And then he ends up two batters late. He ends up giving up the home run to Anthony Rendon a couple batters later that gives the Astros at that stage the 5-2 lead. Now, everyone's saying, no, baseball gods, the Washington Nationals get justice.
No, it's a good
but
point.
That's not helping your game team out either. And listen, I'm not looking from an Astros perspective. I was happy Rendon hits the home run because there's a little bit of baseball justice.
It was justice.
But I will say this, Taz. It is not right to the pitcher to have him sitting out there, standing out there as long as he was, as they're going through this cockamamie headset rule, non-rule, reviewable, non-reviewable, protest, can't protest. And then you get Dave Martinez getting run out of the game in between innings.
Well, he flipped out, and I don't blame the guy for flipping out. I mean, he's going to battle for what he feels is right and for his team. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure you have no problem with him flipping out.
No, I don't either. I know.
Seventh inning stretch, and he went nuts. And correct me if I'm wrong, didn't he just, he came off a heart surgery.
He did. Not to,
I mean, and so, and you got one coach holding him back. Where's everybody else? He was like, dude, I'm telling you, like, he was going. Like, he was ready to, like, he wanted, it was like he was getting ready to throw some punches.
Well,
like, he was pissed,
it was
man.
Almost like saying, God, what are you complaining about? You got the 2-run home run.
Right,
and then
right.
And then all of a sudden he got ripping mad. And he had every right to be mad initially.
Oh, he sure as hell did.
I mean, he had every right because, Taz, that play, that's never called in the regular season. You're awarding. Here's the problem you have with that call, Taz. Even if by the letter of the law, maybe Turner was a 1 or 2 feet toward the inside part of the bag when the throw was made, you're rewarding the Astros for a bad defensive play.
Right, right.
Where he throws the ball, the pitcher throws the ball into the runner. And if you're Trey Turner, you know, he did run basically a straight line. It's not like he's zigzagging up the first baseline.
He was on aggressive a teeny bit for a second.
For a second,
did you think he was on? I didn't think he was on aggressive long at all.
No.
I didn't.
I thought the first initial few strides, and then he's running toward the first baseline. Then you saw a little bit of a lean right toward the first base bag. But that is not, Taz, we watch baseball every day.
Right.
That call's never being made in the regular season. How do you make that call in the World Series?
And you're right. And correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, because, okay. So as Turner goes to first, the ball goes astray, blah, blah, blah. Then once everything settled down, then the ump, the home plate ump, called him out. Like he didn't. Fox had a great camera angle from behind the ump. They showed a bunch of replays, obviously. And you see, I mean, the ump did his job. He took his headgear off or whatever, and he watched the runner run down first base. Why didn't he call him out right away? He was watching him run.
That's a good point.
He waited for everything to settle down. Then he goes, he's out. Well, what? It's not like an appeal play. Like, it was weird that
it should have been right immediate, right when it transpired, right when it happened.
That's it. You don't have
to call it. There's no second and third. There's no Buck reacting. Oh, my God, look at this.
Thank you.
There's none of that. He's out right away. That's a good point.
He waited for everything to – now, unless someone – you know, Mike, Sam, one of you guys, sounds like Moose didn't see it.
I didn't see that.
Call this guy out
– right away.
As Turner was touching first. Maybe someone out there listening, call the show. If you saw it on TV, I didn't. 855-212-4CBS. I didn't see it. You're supposed to call the guy out. If you feel he's out, and that's your judgment, okay, yeah, it's not getting called a lot, and it's a ridiculous call in the World Series, nevertheless, and it wasn't like the guy was running on the grass the whole way up the 90 feet, you know what I mean?
I agree, Taz, I don't disagree with you at all, and, you know, they have to be, Rob Manfred, Joe Torre, everyone in the baseball offices that are down there in Houston, they had to, you know, take a deep sigh of relief last night that the Nationals won that baseball game 7-2. Because if they didn't, Taz, this would have been a massive disaster for Major League Baseball for the next 2 or 3 days, 4 days maybe. I mean, this would have been a huge conversation. Yeah. This would have been a play in World Series that you would have talked about here for a long, long time, especially if you're a Nationals fan. With that team maybe losing Strasburg this offseason, maybe Rendon leaving this offseason as well, Taz, that would have been a monumental disaster for Major League Baseball. They're happy Rendon hits the home run to make it a 5-2 game. They're happy the Nationals win the game 7-2. Not that they have a dog in the fight,
right.
But it would have been a monumental cluster you-know-what
right.
If the Astros ended up winning the World Series, and that play is remembered forever.
I completely agree with you, and we have Andrew Bogus just walked in. It's not time for his latest sports update, but there's clarification. Andrew, so you said you were telling Mikey B offline here that the ump did call him out right away.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the clip right now. The replay that is like down the right field line from like this, almost, it must be like up on the foul pole.
It's a great shot. You can see right down the line.
He throws his arms up in the air immediately, which is the one of the saving grace history. He calls it right away.
Okay, well, you know what? Then I believe you. I don't have to see it, but I mean, Moose and I didn't see that.
I did not see that.
Was that on the TV feed, dude?
I'm trying. I mean, I watched it again this morning because I was, to be honest, I was asleep by the seventh inning last night. So I'm now scrolling through what MLB.com has posted.
Well, here's the thing with that, though, Andrew. If you're looking at highlights on MLB.com, you're going to see all those different camera angles, which is great. That doesn't mean it was on a TV feed.
No, no, no. This is the raw 7-minute window that was on Fox.
So they did
so
show it.
So this would be the view that Fox gave you.
No, listen. I want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I'm talking about while the live action's happening. Moose and I, what we're discussing
is... Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
I watched the game. I didn't see what happened.
MLB.com posted is the 7-minute chunk from the Fox broadcast.
Oh, I just missed it. All right, now I got you. Now I got you. Okay. So they showed it.
Here's the look right now. If you guys can see this. Yeah. So here's the play coming. Here's the throw to first base. And right away, he's going to jump up from home plate. And they cut away from it.
But, dude, that's not the TV feed.
Yes, they didn't
show that angle. I thought you were talking about an angle from behind... Like the third baseline by home plate. They had another angle down the right field line. So it's right field, first base, then the catcher.
But he's talking about during the review process.
Well, that's a different story, right? I'm talking about the live. Okay, yes.
On Fox last night, they showed this shot.
On Fox, you didn't see it when the play was happening, but they went back and showed the camera angle. The fact he did do it when the play happened.
I'm so quick to argue, Moose. I'm so quick to get angry at Andrew. I know.
No, good call. I missed that.
But here, regardless of the timing of the call, Taz, you got the call wrong.
Yeah, I mean, just...
I mean, regardless of it.
And the whole thing going to New York and talking to them is ridiculous.
Then I'm getting Torrey after the game, and he's in an impossible spot. I mean,
Didn't he deal with this with Knobloch? Didn't that happen years ago? Was Torrey the manager of the Yankees?
Yeah.
Wasn't this a similar play?
Right, and he's talked about the relationship between, you know, umpires and players. He's had an issue with, you know, the umpire. And last night, he's trying to defend it, talking about it being the right call, and... Oh. You know, they're talking. What are you having a conversation with New York for 4.5 minutes if you're not reviewing the play? If you're not reviewing the play, why are you giving me an out call?
And then to your point, then you take the headset off. All right, he's out.
Yeah, I know.
It's like you got clarification from New York.
But you just told me, well, after the game, you said you didn't review it.
Right. You know, Hinch references that they couldn't find the person they wanted to talk to.
That's amazing.
Which is why they were just standing there.
In the bathroom?
I don't know.
Someone's like, yeah, I had some Chinese today.
He's watching the NBA game. Hold on, wait, let me get back.
It runs right through you.
Yeah. I had a little Mugu guy pan. I had to run to the head.
But the Nats are alive and well, and we've got a game 7. And here's the other thing, Taz. You know what's fascinating about this? The Rendon home run. Save Scherzer. Scherzer was about to come into that game.
Right.
3-2 game. Rendon doesn't homer. Scherzer's warming up in the bullpen, amazingly enough. And once he hits that home run, Scherzer sits back down. You never see him the rest of the day.
Yep.
He's going to be there tonight for a 7th game.
You're so fired up.
Scherzer and Greinke, Taz.
I know where the happy coin is. Joe Torre's trending right now, by the way. No shocker there, right?
No, none whatsoever. Want to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. What's your take on what transpired last game 6? The whole kit and caboodle, the play at 7th, the review, non-review, Major League Baseball, egg on the face, Nats alive and well. Can the Stros bounce back in a game 7? And a little history, pro sports history. We'll get to that next. It's Taz and Moose on this Wednesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. CBS Sports Radio is toll-free live, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So a little clarity here.
Oh, yeah.
The replay that Bogus was mentioning to Taz and myself, and to you, the audience here on CBS Sports Radio, during the first segment, down the right field line, down the foul pole, that was an angle that was showed on MLB Network. As they were breaking down the play and the call, no call at first base, or the call that was made in this top half of the 7th inning, that was not shown on Fox, correct, Bogus?
Yeah, Fox had the angle, but they cut away from it before Sam Holbrook threw his arms in the air.
Gotcha.
I accept your apology.
I'm not apologizing
well,
to you.
Well, you owe an apology to both of us and our audience.
No, I mean, I don't apologize to the audience for making a mistake.
Okay, you do
but
owe an
apology.
But
you are not right in any way in all of this.
Good line. The one thing we've seen here a little bit is you've seen a little bit of history. And there has been no other series, any sport, in professional sports history here that the road team has won the first six games of a seven-game series.
Isn't that crazy? Unbelievable.
I mean, so what you've seen here, and we talked about the history that had to be made in terms of the Nats coming back and winning both games. Now they're one victory away, Taz, from doing that, but the Nats and Astros have already set a little history as well, is that this is the first series in professional sports, American professional sports history, where seven-game series where the first six games were won by the road teams.
Yeah. I know. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Right?
What do you think about
that? I did not expect the Nats to win that game yesterday. I'm obviously pulling big time for Houston, but I did not expect that. I mean, you know what? This is all great. Everything's awesome. That was a great game. It was amazing. But the Nats ain't winning tonight. It's over. They're losing. Finally, the home team's going to win.
You know what, Taz? You might be right. You might be right.
I mean, 50-50.
But you might be wrong.
That's it. Well, yeah, according to Andrew, I'm always wrong.
No, nothing I say is wrong before.
That's not true.
And I wasn't wrong.
You were right.
No, this is not right or wrong. We didn't see the camera angle. We were right. You were wrong.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's it.
That's what I'm saying.
The angle was not on Fox. It was on MLB.
Dude, it wasn't.
Breakdown that you're watching on your iPad during the updates.
Melusis is right.
Okay, but that the point is
you guys
let me just rewind for
don't
a second.
Get upset. No,
no,
I
no,
see
no,
you
no.
getting upset.
Because
I don't get
this began
upset.
With you guys criticizing Holbrook for not making the call.
He did. Initially. Right,
so that's the point. I'm sorry that the source of the replay was wrong for me, but I helped you get to the correct
fair criticism.
Initial statement.
Very sensitive. There's a lot of sensitivity.
It's a fair criticism.
It's been for 2 years. Sensitivity. Everyone needs to be right at all times.
Okay, Taz.
It's a bunch of
asking for apologies.
Because it was wrong. You came in. You
disrupted
got
a lot
program.
Of work to do on the podcast.
And yeah, there's a lot of editing.
A lot of editing.
This one.
Yeah, we'll do a little post production right after the show.
One big bleep for 8 minutes.
well, no, it was really like 90 seconds.
But Andrew is correct that I am the one. I did not see it. I mean, what am I supposed to do if I don't see it on a TV feed? I even posed it out to the
show
audience.
It to you.
I said,
show
if someone
it
saw it. Moose and I didn't see it.
Right.
Mike and Sam didn't see it. And then you come barging in the control room.
I didn't come barging in the control room.
Hot shot Jones. Tell those guys that they did air on TV.
I'm making a point, Taz.
No.
What I said was, got a little clarity, and the clarity was not really there.
Yes, it was. The clarity was that he called, that he made the call correctly, or made a call immediately.
Well,
that was the clarity.
When you expounded on your point, The you said it was on the Fox broadcast and you're watching the Fox feed.
Okay, again, this is the secondary point of this whole situation. This began.
Let's just talk about the secondary point,
guess what,
not the main point.
Yeah, how about that? How about the main point? How about you didn't see Holbrook make the call late either? You just assumed he did.
Well, listen, I didn't see it because they didn't show it to me.
Right, and that's fine, and I get that. And
how am I supposed to see something I don't see?
That's fine.
I'm watching at home.
So if you want to criticize Fox, go ahead. That's cool.
Listen, Holbrook was lost. That entire umpiring crew was absolutely lost.
Okay, that has nothing to do with me.
Good job by Andrew finding another video. It's like the Zapruder film. Good job by you. But unfortunately, it wasn't the correct source. But we got to where we need to go.
All right, Mike, stop being Switzerland
this Mike
morning,
is
all right?
So, yeah, that's
I mean,
Mike.
Honestly.
He just wants
enough.
To get through the show.
Nice
Thank
job
you.
By everybody involved. Sam, good honestly. Job as well. I don't know why, but nice.
Sam's doing a great job.
Mike, take a lap.
Yeah.
See you guys in five.
Yeah. You know, but the
get
thing
me
is,
breakfast.
But see, for the audience, you have to understand, we've had this issue here. We've had this issue where Andrew will, and I see the angle I sit. We don't have video here. I guess we're not deemed well enough for whatever the reasons are. Who cares anymore about that? But the thing is, the angle I sit, I can see who comes into the door or is about to quicker than Moose. Where Moose sits, he can't see it right away, and his camera's blocking. Again, those cameras are not on,
right.
But there's a plethora of cameras here. So I am used to this, Moose, where I see Andrew walk in when we're in the middle of we ask a question or pose a question to the audience, and we're honest. We're honest people. We don't act like hot take machines here. We're honest men, okay?
No doubt.
And then here comes Andrew, and he walks in the control room. And I'm very good at reading lips. You know that about me, Moose. And I could read Andrew's lips. He's like, tell these guys they're wrong. Okay, this happened. I saw what you said. So
I said they did it again. They're wrong. Why do they have a show?
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, see, listen, we were right and we were wrong.
Tremendous.
We were both right, and we were all three of us. right in a way and wrong in a way.
Who was the most wrong? Andrew, you were. Dude, you were.
No, I probably said we were.
Yeah, thank you.
No.
Thank you, Moose.
No, but he's the guy comes in saying they aired this on Fox and they didn't air it on Fox.
No, I came in and said that he called it right away and then I made a mistake as to where I saw because I watched 18 different videos this morning trying to understand different perspectives on the play and the call and the review and everything. And I just lost track of where I saw it.
Oh, you're so cool.
So yes, Fox should have shown it. I'm sorry that they didn't to you. But the point is, you said, Holbrook, why did he wait for him to make the call? And he didn't. He made the call right away. The one thing you can say in his defense is he called it right away.
All right. I'm just trying to do my job. That's all, Andrew.
Holbrook was on top of it. He succinctly made the wrong call correctly at the right time.
Well, that's who's wrong in all of this, more than anybody, more than even Andrew.
I think the rule is wrong, actually.
The rule sucks.
More than anything else.
What's the take here? I mean, I threw out the whole safety base. Moose kind of made a little joke.
You think the interpretation of the rule was correct?
I think that...
That call's not being made in May and June. That's not me. I mean, come on.
That play happens all the time throughout the year, and they don't call that play.
The play happens all the time where the ball is in the runner and the glove comes falling off.
The pitcher, the job of the infield is to throw the ball at the runner if that's the situation.
I've seen a play where you're
right. He's in the baseline.
I've seen a play more of a case where I've seen interference get called where it's a bunt. The catcher fields the ball. The guy running up the first baseline is on the grass trying to cut down the angle.
Yes.
The catcher throwing a first, and he ends up getting called. Listen, that is rewarding a sloppy errant throw by the pitcher last night. That is an awful throw.
Oh, of course. It hit him in his right thigh.
Right.
It was a very bad throw.
So if he's running in the way where he's supposed to, it hits him in the left leg. So listen, I'm not saying I don't.
I mean, and Gurriel, can he attack the baseball?
Well, that's
true. How about
true.
That? That's, I mean, as a first baseman, can you give me a little stretch?
Yeah, he just stood there. Well, throw it right to my glove. I'm not moving.
I mean, honestly, a little bit of a stretch. Can you get onto the first base corner there, stretch out, and attack the ball?
People are blowing off the safety base comment. And it's not comical.
I think it's a good point.
I really think it's something that the game needs to change. They have these rules that are in place since the 1800s, whenever baseball
just
started.
Make that play
1762.
Reviewable.
I mean, whenever it started. No, but Moose, not even that. It's a safety thing. We had an issue last year, like you pointed out. I couldn't remember what
Machado. Well, that was Machado being
whose foot did he step on again?
Machado.
Was it Muncy?
No.
He's on the same team.
Andrew. Damn it.
No, it was with the Brewers. Aguilar.
Right.
Was it Aguilar?
Yeah. Aguilar, that's right.
Aguilar.
But the thing is this. If you have that safety base, and whenever anybody hears safety, they think of, trying to be funny, or it's Little League, or like you mentioned, softball.
No, I'm with you.
I'm telling you, it only makes sense. So the guy could run through the base. There's no physicality. Baseball's not supposed to have physicality. I mean, you get it at home plate on a slide or second base, third base,
whatever. They took that out of the game because of concussions.
Exactly. So my point is now, if you have the athlete where he's able to run in the baseline straight and that base is lined up with him, that just makes sense.
Well,
is it geometry? That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, listen, you could definitely go that route, or if you want to keep it the way it is, you could basically make that play reviewable. Take it out of the judgment, take it out of the call of the home plate umpire and have it be reviewable. But
Moose, then you still run the risk of injuries and these type problems.
I get it. You want to take all that out of the way.
Right.
I agree with you. You know, but for last night, what they did, foobarred the entire situation.
I don't disagree
with you. That would clean up a lot of it, Taz.
That's what I'm saying.
It would clean up a lot of this mess. I don't disagree with that at all. But for last night, you know, when you want to look at the rule, the interpretation, the judgment call, there is no way. See, that's making a call for the sake of making a call instead of making the call correctly. And that's a terrible job. You're rewarding a bad defensive play when you're watching it because the throw by the pitcher was an errant throw. Gurriel did not attack the baseball as a first baseman, and you're rewarding the Astros for playing bad baseball.
But the only thing, though, I would say against that, Moose, is that none of the demanding a good throw, demanding that Gurriel attacks the baseball is not part of the rule. The rule is about where the runner is because he's not supposed to get in the way of the defense.
Do you think he interfered with
Gurriel? But that's not the thing. It's not deciding whether or not he was going to get there. It's the fact that he was running out of the baseline in Sam Holbrook's estimation, and the ball hits him and knocks Gurriel's glove off.
You're allowed 3 feet to either way.
No, you're not at first base.
Right before first base, you are.
No, when you're in that 45-foot range.
You have to be when you get to that when that second line starts at the first baseline, you need to be in between those two lines.
And that never happens. I mean, come on.
Moose, all I'm telling you is what the rule is because I don't think that if they could review it, I don't think they would have overturned that last night.
There's nobody. Tell me the last guy you see run up the first baseline that's running in between those first two lines.
I think the rule is ridiculous because it makes you, especially as a right-handed batter, it makes you go right, and then you can come back left to the base at the end of, like, your last three steps are allowed to be back where you go to get to the base.
Anybody who's sprinting, who's running, unless they're an actual track, like, type athlete that sprints and that's what they train in, most people out of the box or a football player or running back, your body, we've all ran hard at one point in our lives. Your body shifts. Your body, as you're getting your motor going.
Right.
So his body shifted a little bit. I don't think Turner meant to get on the grass. He was only on the grass for a split second. I mean,
I've seen guys worse on the grass.
Me too.
Right, but that doesn't mean that he's not in violation of the rule as well.
Andrew, if you could look at the letter of the law of that rule, I've watched at least 300 baseball games this year.
No, I know.
I mean, every single runner runs the way that Trey Turner runs.
But he's only out when the play isn't made because of that. So the fact that guys run that way all the time.
That play was not made because of Trey Turner. I firmly believe the throw was a bad throw. He did not prevent Gurriel from making a play. I agree with you. I don't disagree with you.
My bigger issue is with the rule. The rule needs to be fixed because the rule creates a situation where that call gets made when it shouldn't have gotten made
but
last night.
But how do you, as a home plate, how do you make a call you'd never make in the regular season in Game 6 of the World Series?
Well, I mean, I don't like that sentence. I don't know that you can say that he would not make that call in May.
You think that call's
not happening, dude, in May.
Do you think that call's happening in May?
I don't.
You've never seen that call happen before?
I told you where a guy's running up on the grass and a catcher fields a bunt. And the guy's running up on the grass to prevent the angle to throw the first baseman or creating a window that's maybe about 6 or 8 feet to be able to throw the baseball to make it harder to throw the ball off the first. I've seen guys get thrown out for that, not the way Trey Turner ran.
But okay, I get it. I don't like saying that wouldn't have been called in May because I don't know that it wouldn't
have
been.
Not the way Trey Turner ran. I still can't believe they call that. I agree with you.
I would prefer them now to change the rule.
Gotcha.
As opposed to sitting here and crushing Sam Holbrook because all of them are in a ridiculous spot. Him, Turner, the fielder, it's all ridiculous because they're making you run this like zigzag path to first base when Taz's safety base actually eliminates a lot of
it
this.
It does.
Because then you end up on the right of the base and you're running in foul territory the whole time and it's over.
Your kids are young. When your kids start playing like real little league, if they do, like you'll see, like most of the field they have and it makes it. It's seamless.
Yep.
It's a seamless thing.
Yep. And there's no one with the pitcher's covering. There's no more collisions. Nothing.
There's none of that. None of it.
All right, Bogus. What else you got besides the baseball?
Sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. So just a quick recap of all the baseball stuff from last night. A 7-2 win for the Nationals in Houston. So the World Series goes the distance, and somehow the road team is now 6-6, and the road team has won the last three World Series Game 7s, including these Astros at Dodger Stadium 2 years ago. When they reconvene tonight, it's Zach Greinke and Max Scherzer starting after Steven Strasburg worked into the ninth inning last night for Washington. He now has a 1.98 ERA over 6 postseason appearances. In the NBA last night, the Lakers handled the Grizzlies 120-101. Anthony Davis, 40 points and 20 rebounds. Hawks guard Trae Young sprained an ankle in the second quarter of a 112-97 loss in Miami. And regular season champion LAFC loses the MLS Western Conference Final 3-1 to the Seattle Sounders. Atlanta and Toronto decide the East tonight. MLS Cup is Sunday the 10th, guys.
All right, thank you, Andrew. Good combo. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's Taz of the Moose, the World Series Game 6 reaction, your theme early on this Wednesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service. Wear O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Talking about a lot about game six of the Nats and the Astros yesterday, that controversial play on first base. Let's go out to Portland, Oregon, lovely part of the United States. Talk to John, listening on 750 AM. John, you're on with Taz and Moose. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Love your show. Love everything you guys do.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Pretty simple rule, man. Change it. All it says is the runner has a right to the baseline. Any errant throw does not cause interference. If it's a bad throw, the guy should be inside the bag, reach for it like you said. He didn't do anything like that. Any errant throw does not cause interference. It's pretty simple that way to me, but I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, John, I don't think Taz and I are going to disagree with you. The other thing you could do as well, I mean, adjust the rule, but why don't you make that play reviewable?
Right.
Instead of throwing your hands up and say it's a judgment call, why not be able to correct a wrong? Because I got to be honest with you, it would have been an NFC Championship game disaster for Major League Baseball if the Astros end up winning that World Series last night. I mean, because that's all anybody would be talking about in reference to baseball for Rob Manfred for the next, you know, 5, 6, 7 days, however long it would carry. It wouldn't carry as long as football, because football is more popular than baseball. But you know what I mean? It would have been that kind of an epic disaster.
Yeah. Well, also, I was going to tell you that when you guys were talking, you and Andrew, Taz, you can go to the headset in New York for a protest and wait 4 minutes of airtime and figure it out.
I know. Well, I'm in New York, so I'd have to. It's a quick call. It's easy, but that's funny. But thanks, John. Appreciate it.
That's a good line. John.
That was a good line.
That is a good.
Yeah, right. That would have been funny.
And so for baseball year is you know, and that's the problem you have is the messaging after the game, Taz, is. You know, and Torrey doesn't want to throw the umpire under the bus.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to come out and say, you know, it was a, you know, we avoided an epic disaster. He's not going to do that. The messaging from him is going to be what you got last night. But it's frustrating. It's frustrating to listen to, because if you're a fan of the sport and you watch that play, you're saying, well, how in the world is he making that call? And I get the letter of the law. I understand it, Taz. You watch enough baseball,
right?
That call's not being made in the regular season. That's just not being made.
Yeah, I mean, I wish there's a way we could find out how many times it has been, because it's rare. I mean, super rare.
Mike, unless, get to work.
I mean, yeah, Mike's like, oh, no. I mean, is there even a way you could find this guy?
I don't know.
If Mike can't do it, no one can, because he is a research
stud. I think the person that might have that information, they're probably not arriving in their offices probably for another couple hours.
Joe Torrey.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think Joe would know.
I'll tell you who's working on it right now, probably Andrew, just to come in here and say, Taz, that's you were fair. Wrong again. Yeah, he's probably in there. Nope. I love you, Andrew. I know you listen to me intently. You bum.
I think he's in the bathroom.
No, but anyway. No. The thing is, I'm busting his chops.
No,
you know.
I know.
But the thing
I don't know how you can find that information.
I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, it's such a rare thing. And, I didn't realize. I mean, seeing the footage that they had on MLB Network, I am glad Andrew showed that. At least Holbrook did call the guy out right away. He threw his hands in the air.
I get it. It just was a bad. And for all intents and purposes, the right team won.
Well, you're right.
After that call, Rendon saved baseball with that two-run home run.
You're right about that.
And
that put it all to bed right there.
That really did. We'll hear from some of the players. We'll continue to react Game 7. Look ahead to Game 7. React to Game 6. Look ahead to Game 7 tonight. NFL trade deadline came and went. We'll react to that as well. Taz and Moose, CBS Sports Radio.